I'm here with Rhonda Ray, Marketing Director at RMCHCS. Hi, Rhonda.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
So a few things coming up. The Charity Invitational happening Saturday, October 19th. And then, of course, you have the Blood Drive again coming up Thursday, October 17th and Friday, October 18th. Maybe we could start with the Blood Drive before we go on to anything else, since that's probably going to be coming up first.
Okay, sure. Sure.
So what are the particulars?
Well, the Rehoboth McKinley Christian Hospital will be holding its auxiliary blood drive on Thursday, October the 17th and 18th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the third floor, which is the solarium floor. And we're looking for volunteers. We have volunteers. If you're interested, you know, make sure you come by and stop by and see us. And we could use all the help we can. Walk-ins are always welcome. Make sure that, you know, on a blood drive, you got to drink plenty of water, you know, eat a full meal. You must be 16 years of age and weigh at least 110 pounds.
And if people want to RSVP that they're coming in at a particular time?
Yes, they can sign up at www.bloodhero.com, or they can go to the front desk at the auxiliary in front of the hospital and they can sign up there as well.
Is there a phone number associated with the auxiliary that they could call as well?
863-7000.
505-863-7000.
Right. Or you can also get a hold of Elaine D'Orazio. She works at the front area, so you can get a hold of her as well.
What would you like to talk about next? The Paper Faces on Parade event, Saturday, October 19th? That's the gala.
That's the gala. So this year is, you know, our charity invitational. It's number 23. So it's been going on for 23 years, and we want to thank everybody that has actually sponsored, volunteered, given back in any way. And this year, the cause for the charity invitational fundraising is in different phases. There's a phase one, which, you know, we're looking at raising $2.25 million for a multi-year plan. We're looking to raise money, establish in the third year the Family Medical Residence Program. We're looking in the first phase right now. So there's a one phase, two phase, and a three phase. So the first phase, to upgrade and renovate the Dr. Philip Camp's Women's Health and Birthing Unit, which is located on the second floor. And then we'll begin the renovation of the college clinic and preparing to the rural families of the medical residence program. So what we've done so far, we had the kickoff. It was a great event. And then we had the golf tournament. That was a wonderful event, too. We've had a lot of players out there. We had a lot of sponsors. We had a lot of in-kind. It was a beautiful day. And now we have the kickoff, the charity invitational, which is going to take place October the 19th at the Howard Johnson's from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
And for anyone who's interested in finding out what's involved, what it costs to register as an individual or for a group or a table, how do people find out more information?
You can get a hold of myself at 505-863-7024, or you can get a hold of Clarice at 863-7283. One of the things I want to share with everybody out there is that we have our honoree, and we're so delighted, and we want to recognize Terry Fuse. So she's been an RN, an MSN, a CNN, a CPN, and so this year she's our honoree. So we're really, I know the other people out there know her. She's done a wonderful job. She's been working for the last 36 years, has done some great service to the community and education. She's got her bachelor's degree, her master's degree, her nursing degree, and just a beautiful woman overall. And so we really want to make sure that we acknowledge her that evening as well. But we have, you know, dinner that we're going to be providing by the Navajo Tech. They're the culinary school, and they're going to be bringing people, and there's going to be kids from the Mayamira that's going to be helping serving. So I want to say thank you to them. And then we have a silent auction. We have a live auction. We have, like I said, great food. We've got some entertainment in there. This year's theme is the Paper Faces on Parade. Mm-hmm. It's basically like the Phantom of the Opera. So we've got something special, some nice entertainment, and, you know, just getting out. It's a masquerade. It's optional. You don't have to dress up, but you can. And just come enjoy and have a great time with us to support this great event, and also the Dr. Philip Camps, the Women's Health and the Birthing Unit. And I tell you, I did a walkthrough on the second floor. That birthing unit, you know, is used to be the old-fashioned way, but they've put the labor, the delivery room, the birthing room, everything together. And so the family, I mean, you're there from the beginning to the end. You don't have to move from one room to the next room. And the new equipment that they have, the new rooms, the paint, it's just beautiful. So all of us out there, we're moms or grandmas or grandpas or fathers, you know, it's a great place. And the cause is the fundraising. We really want to recognize what we're doing in this first phase.
RMCH has been doing some good work. Given that there have been, you know, some newspaper articles in recent months, I wondered if you could give me a sense of the general morale at RMCH these days.
You know, I have to say, this is our hospital. This is our community. Where do you go? You have to go to the hospital. We have to think about the staff, the providers. We've got some new providers that are coming in from all over the countries, and they're just wonderful people. And so you have to look at, you know, yourself, but the community is that I've been talking to out there are just there. They know me. I'm very well known in the community. And I said, just believe what's in your heart. You know, you don't like to go to the hospital. I'm one that don't want to go. Either you go to the hospital to get a shot, you still, you know, somebody's passed away, somebody's hurting, somebody, you know, it's always the hospital, that word, that fear. But you know what? God did not instill the power of fear, but the spirit of the Almighty. And so we have to look at that hospital. We need to come together as a community and take pride in that hospital and our staff and the needs that you're getting from and the care from RMCH, like anybody else, you know. So I've been fine with the community, you know, and I'm a tongue tamer. And keep things calm. And I feel that in the position that I am, that the people that know me and the loyalty, I think everybody has been really good about it. And I just, you know, don't read everything you believe, right? Or read what you want to believe is really what you take away from that. But everybody out there, you need to really look down in your heart and your spirit, mentally, physically, emotionally. This is our hospital. And we need to be there. We need to come together. And I hope that they're getting the care as well. And all the healing when you do walk into the hospital, that you do get the care and the people that are sitting there. So be thankful, be fortunate, be grateful, and all the blessings in what we have. And so that's the way I see it, the way I feel it, and what I believe in. And I enjoy working for RMCH. I believe the whole staff, from the leadership up to David Conejo, has been a great leader, and the providers in that hospital, and learning so much about healthcare. And the staff, they work so hard. And just to let you know, is that the flu shot season, you know, you've got to really take care of it. We have to take care of ourselves. So take care of that. Come out and join us for the charity invitational. Give back from your heart. You know, they're even $5. We have staff that are all come together in departments and say, I can only give $5. You give what you can give, as long as you know in your heart that you're giving to a good cause. That's all that matters, right?
I've been speaking with Rhonda Ray, Marketing Director for RMCHCS. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and take care, everyone, and God bless.